from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Curtis is off for a little bit, back enjoying a vacation, well-deserved, back after Labor Day. Shime is filling in middays. I think Shime will join us for the crossover coming up at 9:45 or so. Matt Light is here for a little bit, hanging out. And, of course, final preseason game for your New England Patriots on Sunday. And then Matt says you can really figure out what this team is because you can learn absolutely nothing during preseason. Absolutely nothing.
We are all now dumber for having heard what you said. I award you no points.
No points.
God have
no
mercy on your soul.
Nothing, nothing whatsoever. All right, but we got to get back to the rest of the news, Courtney.
And we're going to get to a creepy story up first.
Okay.
Sorry, wasn't ready for that.
God help us.
Really. It's all right. Sorry.
The Greg Hill Morning Show presents...
You think I am a creepy guy?
How creepy is it?
It was probably the creepiest thing I've ever seen.
Can I put the camera in the lady toilet?
And it's kind of creepy, which is nice.
Back up, you creep.
An Uber driver in California was trying to flirt with his passenger. Mm-hmm. I would think that that's a pretty good gig if you're trying to pick up a gal,
yeah,
or a guy.
Is that a no-no? Where does Uber stand on it?
I think it's normal to flirt with somebody if you're an Uber driver.
Okay.
People meet their significant other at work all the time.
Okay.
But the way that he did so, probably not right. He started saying some sexual things to the passenger and then went a step further and showed some lewd photos that he had on his cell phone.
On his phone.
Yeah. Wow. Which is, that's a no-no.
Yeah, that's not good.
Of himself?
Yes.
So you're missing out here, girl.
We can hear from the victim's friend, Marbiel Argal.
It's been very traumatic for her. Next thing, he's talking to her about sexual things he wants to do to her. So she starts feeling uncomfortable. My heart sunk to my stomach. She was calling me not only to tell me about what happened, but also to warn me because my daughter takes Uber every day to work as well.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I don't get some guys. Like, I don't get certain guys.
The unsolicited D pic, I've been, preaching this for quite some time. Mm-hmm. Never good.
But even
never good.
Even
nobody
wants
it.
Talk sexual to somebody you really don't know. Like, what did you think was the bait that they gave you for you to go, ooh, okay, now I can really, damn, you got some nice cheeks on you. What did she say that would make
probably you... I'm guessing nothing.
Right.
I bet she was just
nice to him.
Yeah.
Right. I just don't get guys like when they do that. I never got it.
Anybody think that maybe those two ladies were Lyft drivers?
Maybe that's what's going on. Yeah, maybe they work for the competition. You might be right about that.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Okay. It's conspiracy theory right there.
Okay.
Massachusetts, we may be losing our edge. A new study by a word finder service, Word Tips, shows the states that swear the most.
Oh, wow.
Does anybody have any guesses on the number one pick?
New York.
New Jersey.
Okay, New York, New Jersey.
New York or New Jersey.
Yeah, I mean...
states that... You've been all over this country, this great country of ours, Matt Light.
A lot of sailors right here in Massachusetts.
Yeah, we're not...
You know?
We're not at the...
What do we have? Top five?
We have the top three. Don't crack it.
Okay, Pennsylvania.
Nope. Coming in at number three, Georgia.
Really?
Yep.
Oof.
Yep.
That's not Southern hospitality. No. They don't do that. That's Southerners are like real
number
proper.
Number three, Georgia.
Yeah. I went to school down there.
The people in the South are so polite. So nice. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So nice. You wouldn't think they swear a lot.
God bless your soul.
Okay.
Number two, Louisiana.
I guess I can see that.
I can't really see that.
In Creole? Like, how are we doing this?
I
don't even know what they say half the time.
I would think it would be more northeast than anywhere.
Even the number one isn't northeast enough, in my opinion. Yeah. Maryland.
Maryland?
No one's even been there.
Number one.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is that.
Yeah, I don't buy that. I went to school with a lot of cats from Maryland. I don't know. They didn't swear like that. I felt like New Jersey, New York, obviously Mass, maybe throw Pennsylvania in there.
Yeah. So
every other word out of your mouth was F this, F that.
I think we just need to up our cursing game.
Do you want me to, should I apologize to this 401 texter on the Subaru of New England text line, which is 37937? I'm sick of your comments on Tua. You all do not understand and did not follow the situation. Tua never said anything about Brian Flores yelling at him. You're all embarrassing yourselves on that topic. What he said was that he went into work every day and Brian Flores was mean. And
it hurt his confidence.
And that hurt his confidence.
Imagine going in every day and all you hear is you suck this, you suck that, you're not the guy for the job, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah,
and
that must suck.
And that was what Tua said. He was like, how would you feel? You would feel a certain way. And even if you, like, I guess now it's all positive and he feels a certain way because, oh, you're the perfect fit. You're a great guy. He could never play for Bill Parcells.
You were around Brian Flores for a long time.
Yeah, was he a good guy?
Was he a jerk or?
No.
Was he a mean guy?
B-Flo was a good dude, man. Yeah. Good guy. And, you know, I will say this, man. Very seldom do you make that jump the first time. I mean, I don't even know who you could look at. I mean, maybe more recently, Vrabel, right? As a first-time head coach, there's a guy that went out and, you know, he had success. And again, how do you measure success? I mean, didn't win a Super Bowl, but, you know, had guys that believed in him. If you listen to the guys, right, I think that's the best thing. What do they say about you as the head coach? But it very rarely happens in a league. First-time head coaches, right? It's difficult.
That's what Mayo is going to be facing
here. Well, I love Mayo. Gerard's one heck of a guy. The minute he came into the locker room, I'll never forget him as a rookie. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at this kid going, overachiever. You know, making me look bad. He's in there watching way more film than I ever have. But he's always been a student of the game and great guy. And just, you know, he it matters to him, man. Everything that he does matters to him. You know, the way it looks, the way it comes across, how he leads. So, you know, can a guy like that be a good head coach in National Football League? Yeah, but, man, I don't care who you are, whether I like you or not. That's a very difficult thing to do.
Can a guy like Brian Flores, though, coach these players now the way they're so sensitive?
Well, they need to all start doing that again.
Well, it seemed like – but then it seemed
for
like
real.
Based off the players that came to his defense, they could. And I think Matt brings up a great point. It's really about the respect that you have for the coach. The thing that I loved about Parcells and Belichick, for me, was they didn't – sugarcoat anything, and they didn't blow smoke up your butt. There was no like BSing you. It was, here's your job, you either do it or somebody else is gonna do it. And you knew exactly where you stood. Where some coaches were like, oh, we expect this out of you, we think you could do that, all this other stuff. And then it's like, well, why ain't I getting those type of reps? I'll never forget Belichick, and we played the Rams and Foxborough, and Grant Winstrom was the defense, and he was big. And we had ride 35 with a play, and I had to cut off the backside, meaning I had to cut off the defensive end.
Pretty easy job.
Easy job, right? And he lines up what we call inside of me would be like a 7 technique, but he was more over the tackle. And the tackle's going down, so I have to cut this guy off. There's no way humanly possible I can get to him because he's way inside of me.
Yes.
And he
also, by the way, you on this show, no way to cut you off also. But go ahead.
But anyways, so he beats me across my face. He makes the tackle in the backfield, and there's nothing I could do. Bill, like the next day in practice, he's swinging his whistle. He comes, God damn it, Jermaine.
If you can't cut the backside off of I-35, I'm shipping your effing ass out of here. And, like, I knew he was dead ass serious. Like, and it was like, and so.
But it didn't ruin your confidence.
No, it made me say, okay, the next time, if I got to bite him, MF by the ankles, he's not cutting me off because there's a chance he will cut me. And he comes from that school of the Parcells. Parcells cut a guy because he didn't pass his conditioning test. The guy literally dove 6 yards, came up 3 yards short on the field in front of everybody, said, get the hell out of here, get your stuff, you're done. And he drafted that kid in like the 2nd round. Mm. And so like my introduction to the NFL with Parcells and Belichick was like, these guys, when they say something, they meant it. And that's why I always respected those coaches. And I think if a player respects the coach, they'll run through 4 walls for him.
Yeah. No, I mean, it'll be interesting to ask Bill O'Brien about Tua and that situation when he was at Alabama.
Right.
Yeah. All right, what next?
I was going to ask for a douche move ruling for the next story because an apartment complex in Texas is making headlines after charging a woman who died over $15,000 because she broke her lease. The bill, of course, gets sent to her children, $15,000.
Jesus.
And now they are obviously trying to fight it. Here's her son, David Naderman, on News 4 San Antonio.
The fact that they're attacking, coming after the next of kin, who, quite honestly, we loved our mom and we're still grieving. And all they care about is the money. And we went to the apartment complex, spoke with the leasing manager. He told us that he would use the security deposit towards the cleaning and turning over the apartment and that they would terminate the lease. They want the rest of the about a year's long worth of rent from a dead person.
Jeez, that is cold. Will that hold up in court? I mean, it doesn't seem right. If you die, I don't think you owe the rent on the place. Right.
Do you have to go cancel the lease, though?
I don't think if you die.
Her family. Oh, but what if you don't have any family?
But isn't that, like, in the lease? Like, you know, here's, like, certain things that they'll abide by if the lease is broken. I would think that that's
I have no problem with these guys doing this. I really don't. I have no problem with these guys. You look at this current administration and the amount of weight they're putting on the American people. Mm-hmm. I mean, inflation, our pets' heads are falling off. We got to get out of here, Harry. This place is crazy, right? It's forced people to do this, right? Now we have to charge dead people because this administration can't do simple things to make America great. Yes. You know what I mean?
Did you say,
this is the problem.
Did you say something about our pets' heads falling off?
Yeah, Harry. Yes.
Okay, all right, okay.
Yeah, you know the reference. Yes. Come on. Yes. This is the greatest 100%. Movie of all time.
No Adam Sandler references on this.
Our pets' heads are falling off!
That was not an Adam Sandler.
You had one 10 minutes ago. Really, I'm not a huge Adam Sandler fan.
I did not have an Adam Sandler.
Yes,
one.
You did.
Why are we?
Did you not have an Adam Sandler reference on this?
This is what happens. We talked about the sparkly.
Sparkly beard.
Yeah, it's all right. Sparkly beard, getting older. All right, anything else?
Well, we do have a dumbest of the day.
Oh, let's get to it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's time for...
I rise today to recognize...
I'm sorry. I was not prepared for this.
God damn it, Jackson.
I'm sorry.
You got one job.
I got a lot of jobs.
Are you in the doctor?
Yeah, no, I closed it out and I forgot to open it again. Sorry.
It's time for...
Oh, man, I feel like I'm dealing with an idiot when Curtis talks.
The dumbest of the day.
Isn't there a guy they call Numb Nuts on the show?
All right, Courtney, we listened to everything that happened yesterday, and we have determined that this may have been the dumbest of the day.
We did, and we covered bears already, and you know what you do if you come face-to-face with a bear. A woman in New Jersey was caught on camera reaching her hand into a tiger enclosure and almost getting bitten. If you're watching on Twitch or YouTube, Mitch has the video playing for you, but we can hear from a zoo employee talking about what she did.
A visitor decided to climb our safety visitor fence and attempt to pet the tiger. And it just was very careless, a very careless action. I hope that the individual recognizes how lucky they were to still be, you know, have all of their limbs.
An absolute moron.
I pet a tiger several times.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Was it great?
Hardcore.
Where
seriously. Southwick Zoo. Mended, Mass. The little town
no
of Mended.
No way.
Oh, yeah.
You couldn't pay me.
How cool
was
it?
You sat there, like, did they bring it to you and put it, like, on your lap?
I went to them, and they're the greatest family-owned zoo in the world, right? If you guys haven't been there, you have to go.
No, I've never been.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway, I'm not even trying to plug them, but at the end of the day, get a call. Hey, we have two new Bengal tigers in, and I go over there, and I used to take my kids. When they got the lions, and by the way, if you go there now, they have a giant lion. I mean, big Mufasa, like, crazy-looking, very intimidating.
Giant lion.
Always going... It's crazy.
Can you pet that thing?
And when he was little, we go there, and my wife's like, "We're gonna do what?" And we got two kids at the time, and I'm like, "Yeah, I'm gonna put hot dogs in their pockets, and let's see if the little baby lions go after my kids." And she's like, "That's the dumbest thing in the world." And I didn't do that part, but yeah, man. Like, even when they're little, like here's the thing, right? People probably know this, but the women in the lion family do all the hunting, right?
Lioness.
Yeah. Yeah. The guy just sits there, hangs out.
Yeah.
Even when they're little, exactly the same way. So here's these little lions running around in this house, and we got the kids, and we're playing with them. And I look at the male, and I'm like, oh, he's so awesome. He's like falling off the couch. He's like being goofy. The female is like, come over here. I'll kill you. She's like literally like swatting at people, and I'm like, Jesus. Oh, they're nasty.
So you went in there and actually pet?
Yeah, tigers and lions. Yeah,
did they purr?
They're awesome. Oh. And when they're that little, right? Like they're you know they're not
harmless.
Like,
you see how big that one was though?
Yeah, no, not petting that guy.
That one stood up. It was probably 6'5". Mm-hmm. There's no way.
Yeah, but if that tiger had killed the woman who went into their space, they would have ended up putting down the tiger, which is wrong.
She's right.
Yeah. Well, that would have been
Harambe.
No way am I pet no damn
I could bring a guy in here to tell you stories for one morning that would blow your mind. He's only worked at a zoo his entire life and has done everything. Transported. I mean, he took an elephant up to the top of like Trump Tower or something for Trump, like for when he was married to Marla Maples or whatever. Like he's done everything. He knows Joe Exotic very well. Yeah, all of them.
I'd like more details on why Donald Trump wanted an elephant for Marla.
Yeah, for her birthday.
Wow.
She wrote it into the party.
I'm sure she did.
Yes,
she
did.
That's rich
people stuff. That is actually big time rich people stuff. It's like when Tyson bought a tiger and had it as a pet.
Is it WPS?
Oh, all day. And that's why I was shocked. I was like, wait a second. That looks like a black lady that is petting this tiger. I said, this is not the norm.
Yeah, that's not normal. That's not normal.
Normally, I would think like it's like a white lady or a white guy jumping. Oh, my God. I love the tigers. I just got to pat it one time. You think it will take the hot dog? Will it take the hot dog if I feed it? It's just like my cat kittens at the house, just a little bigger. They're so nice. Oh my! I was like, wait a second.
All right, Matt Light, you are the best.
God love you guys.
Matt, thanks a lot.
It's been a treat. Man. Seriously.
20th annual Matt Light Celebrity Shootout coming up on September 17th. Still at Addyville?
Yeah, man. Addyville, the best of the best.
Okay.
Sportsman's Paradise.
We will be there.
You
guys got to come.
I'm going to compete against Ninko in the Celebrity Shoot-Off.
Yes, and you have to win. So please train a little or come down.
It's Glaze. Is it a stationary or are we moving through time?
Plate racks.
Bing, bing, bing.
There are different stations.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what the hardest one, Matt will probably agree with me. The hardest one?
Yeah.
The rolling clay.
Yeah. Is that the hardest one? The rabbit. We call it the rabbit.
The rabbit. That's the hardest one. I'm pretty
tough
good.
One.
I got to be honest with you. I am a dead-eye great shot when it comes to... I used to win...
You were really. I mean, people talked about you.
Yeah, I'm an excellent
what?
Shot.
Yep. I would not expect that from you.
Really good. Really good.
Well, you wear glasses. I just.
I do wear glasses. Like me. Yeah, I don't know what does that matter?
No, I just. I've never shot a gun. I could never picture you shooting a gun.
I think I'm 20/20.
Yeah,
when
we saw him shooting a gun, you put it up on a story. Do I get at least 5 minutes with the gun to make sure I know?
Yeah, you come. You get in there. Get with the SIG guys. They're going to take care of you. 20th year, man. And it's been amazing, dude. I got to tell you, man. It's going to be the best party of the year, though. It's going to be a good time.
All right. Can't wait for that. And you could go to
MattLight72.com, man. Sign up. We're almost sold out, but we got some room for both events. Corporate Training Day, though, is one that people have to see to believe. I would, and full auto, by the way. We're going crazy. Full auto, handguns,
everything,
SBRs. You know,
okay,
yeah,
awesome.
Love it. Thank you guys.
I don't think you've signed our Wall of Fame here.
Oof.
So I'm going to get you to do that while Courtney gets the trending. Is that okay? All right. Well, hold on. I got to Instagram it.
Good job.
Here's Courtney with what is trending.
Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the 99. Patriots practice yesterday had Alex Van Pelt speaking with media. And for all the positives we drew from Jerod Mayo's comments on choosing a starter for week one by Monday night and Drake May being ready to go, Van Pelt had this to say when asked about what's holding the team back from giving May more reps with the starters.
Jacoby, you know, right now he's our starting quarterback. So, you know, the good news is this week we'll get to play everybody. You know, we're still in the evaluation process. We have one more preseason game, and our guys are going to play, so we'll have another chance to evaluate.
Shouldn't we just be narrating Matt Light sign the wall?
Yeah.
Well, I got to tell you something about Matt Light. He just signed his autograph, nothing else.
Oh.
He could have been 5-time Super Bowl champ.
Okay.
Some people sign it like that.
Yeah, I do. I sign mine like that.
Could have been Patriots Hall of Fame.
All right.
You know, he just wanted said signature only. I don't do any of that other stuff.
I'm surprised you're not like a heart guy. XO Matt Light.
Yeah, XO.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Maybe moving forward. The Pats will wrap up preseason games on Sunday against the Commanders at 8 p.m. The Sox are back in action tonight, welcoming the Diamondbacks to Fenway Park. First pitch at 7:10 with Brian Baio getting the start. You can hang out with Rich Keefe at 6:10 for the Mass Mutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Joe Castiglione have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. And it's here. The prime rib dinner is back at the Nines. 16 ounces of slow-roasted USDA choice prime ribs served with choice of two sides, available every Friday and Saturday after 4 p.m. and all day on Sunday. You got to love the Nines. That's what's trending. Here's Jackson with your weather.
Beautiful day today. Highs in the mid-70s. It's going to be sunny all weekend. Highs in the 80s. Good beach weather this weekend. So get there while you still can.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.